Thank you, Mr. Vice President. At the outset, my delegation would like to associate itself with the statement that had been made by Venezuela on behalf of the Group of Friends of the Charter. The Syrian Arab Republic welcomes the convening of this segment of the work of the ECOSOC here in Geneva, and we welcome the discussions on strengthening humanitarian assistance at a time where we see that the humanitarian needs at the world level are unprecedented, and that is because of the absence of food security, the threats of famine, the threats of protection, and climate change. Sir, since the beginning of the war of terrorism that was imposed upon my country, the government of the Syrian Arab Republic has spared no effort in discharging its responsibilities to respond to all the humanitarian needs of our citizens and to improve their living conditions. Also, the Syrian Arab Republic has always been keen to continue cooperating with the United Nations and its organizations that work in the humanitarian field in a manner that contributes to support the efforts of the state and its institutions to enable it to extend assistance to all Syrians without distinction and to attain early recovery, rehabilitation, reconstruction of the infrastructure and services that have been affected by the war. All the efforts that have been made by Syria in order to upgrade the humanitarian situation of the Syrians has faced a number of challenges, and this had had its effect on being unable to make great strides in improving the humanitarian situation until today. And therefore, we underline the following points. It is necessary to lift immediately and in an unconditional manner to lift all the UCMs that have been illegitimately imposed upon us and which constitute an obstacle to humanitarian and development efforts and which constitute a challenge to many of our vital sectors. It is also important for the donors to honor their pledges and to provide the necessary funding for the activities of the United Nations and its program that would enable us to discharge all the projects as part of the humanitarian response plan, and that would enable us in turn to reactivate the economy, to attain sustainable development efforts, and to help the displaced persons to go back in dignity to their homeland, because the funding for 2023 did not exceed 11% of the total required sum, let alone the effects of the devastating earthquake that hit parts of Syria and that created extremely difficult circumstances that would require a long-term response. At the same time, while we are speaking about covering the funding gap, we also reject the convening of meetings or conferences in the absence of the states concerned, or tying the funding of humanitarian assistance to political conditionalities that run counter to the principles of humanitarian work. It is also necessary to make sure that we receive all the assistance according to the Security Council resolution so that we can move from the stage of relief to the stage of development. Sir, the delegation of the Syrian Arab Republic would like to underline also the following points. First of all, we have got to strengthen the principles of humanity, impartiality, independence in humanitarian effort. We have to respect international law and the principles of the Charter of the United Nations, in particular, the respect of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states concerned with humanitarian assistance, and to not intervene in the internal affairs, and also to coordinate fully with those countries to ensure the response. Second, the humanitarian organs of the United Nations must abide by the guidelines and the standards that have been formulated in Resolution 18246 of the General Assembly, and to ensure that there is no conditionality or political considerations. Third, we have got to adopt a comprehensive and holistic approach that takes into account the role of foreign occupation, terrorism, and humanitarian crises. And fourth, it is important for us to strengthen the nexus between relief and development, because that would enable us to move from the stage of relief to the stage of development and would lessen reliance on humanitarian assistance to enable the concerned countries so that those countries would be able to rely on their own resources and provide the appropriate circumstances for the return of the displaced persons to their homeland. I thank you.